L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online, After Midnight.
For years, she had wondered if she might have some kind of sixth sense. She didn't particularly like calling it that. The phrase made it sound as though she could predict the future or somehow knew things other people didn't. And that certainly wasn't true. She had worried about plenty of things that never happened, missed signs that seemed obvious in hindsight, and made the same bad judgment calls everyone else did. But a few times in her life, something had happened that felt different from ordinary worry or intuition. There was never a voice telling her what to do, and she never saw anything unusual. No dreams, visions, or sudden images flashed through her mind. It was simply a feeling, although even that word never seemed strong enough. On those rare occasions, she became absolutely certain that something was wrong before she had any reason to believe it. The first time it happened, she was 19. She was still living at home and taking classes at a community college while working part-time. One Friday evening, a group of friends planned to drive about an hour away to see a band. The plans had been made several days earlier, and she had been looking forward to going. Nothing happened that afternoon to change her mind. She got home from work, took a shower, and started getting ready. One of her friends called to say they would pick her up around 7, and she remembered standing in her bedroom trying to decide which jacket to take when something suddenly felt wrong. At first, she couldn't even identify what was bothering her. She wasn't sick, hadn't argued with anyone, and wasn't nervous about where they were going. The weather didn't look particularly bad, and she had no specific concern about the person who would be driving. She simply did not want to get into that car. She finished getting ready anyway, assuming the feeling would pass. Instead, it became stronger as the time got closer. By the time headlights swept across the front windows and her friends pulled into the driveway, she was standing near the front door with her purse in her hand and couldn't make herself open it. Her mother noticed immediately and asked whether something had happened. She said no, because nothing had. That was the problem. Her friends honked once from outside, and she almost went with them simply because she felt ridiculous. They had made plans around her. Someone had driven across town to pick her up, and she knew how strange it would sound to say she had suddenly changed her mind because of a feeling she couldn't explain. Instead, she called one of them from the house phone and said she wasn't going. They tried to talk her into it, but eventually they left without her. As their car disappeared down the street, the feeling that had been building for the past hour began to ease almost immediately. She noticed that. At 19, though, she didn't know what to make of it. She spent the evening at home feeling foolish and eventually decided she had probably been tired or overwhelmed without realizing it. By the time she went to bed, she had almost forgotten how intense the feeling had been. The phone rang early the next morning. Her friends had been in an accident on the way home. Nobody died, but it was serious enough that two of them were taken to the hospital. The driver had lost control on a wet section of road, crossed into the opposite lane, and gone into a ditch before the car rolled onto its side. One friend had a broken arm and several cuts, another suffered a concussion and needed stitches, and everyone else was badly bruised. When she saw them later, several people told her how lucky she had been not to go. She agreed, but for the first time she began wondering whether luck was the whole story. For days afterward, she kept going back to that moment at the front door. She hadn't known there would be an accident and couldn't have told anyone what she was afraid of. She had simply reached a point where every part of her seemed to be telling her not to leave the house. That was probably the first time she wondered. There were other possibilities. Maybe she had noticed something about the weather without consciously thinking about it. Or perhaps she knew the driver well enough to have some buried concern about how he drove. The mind picked up on small details all the time. Eventually, she let it go. Years passed and nothing similar happened. She finished school, started working full-time, got married, and had children. Like everyone else, she occasionally had bad feelings that turned out to mean nothing. She worried when someone was late, became nervous before important appointments, and sometimes changed plans simply because something didn't feel right. None of those moments felt like the night she was 19. As more time passed, she began to think she had probably given the old experience more meaning than it deserved. If her friends hadn't crashed that night, she would have forgotten about deciding not to go. The accident had turned an ordinary change of plans into something that seemed significant afterward. That explanation worked for more than 15 years. Then it happened again. By then, her mother was older but still living alone. She remained independent, drove herself where she needed to go, and wasn't someone her daughter felt obligated to check on constantly. They talked regularly, usually several times a week, and had spoken earlier that same day. Her mother had sounded completely normal. That evening, she was home cleaning up after dinner while her husband was in another room, and the kids were occupied with their own things. She was standing at the kitchen sink when, without warning, she stopped what she was doing. The feeling was back. She recognized it almost immediately. It wasn't the same situation, but the certainty underneath it felt exactly the same as it had all those years earlier. There was no gradual build of worry and no list of reasons running through her mind. One moment she had been rinsing dishes, and the next she felt an overwhelming need to check on her mother. She dried her hands and called. There was no answer. Under ordinary circumstances, that wouldn't have concerned her. Her mother might have been in the shower, outside talking to a neighbor, or simply somewhere in the house where she couldn't hear the phone. She waited a few minutes and called again. Still nothing. Her husband told her not to worry, and she agreed that there was probably nothing wrong. Even as she said it, however, she knew she didn't believe it. The feeling was getting stronger. She tried one more time, listening as the phone rang unanswered. Then she hung up, stood in the kitchen for several seconds, and remembered being 19 years old, with her hand on the front door, trying to convince herself to ignore something she couldn't explain. She wasn't going to do that again. She grabbed her keys and told her husband she was driving over to her mother's house. He asked whether she really thought something had happened, and she couldn't say that she did. She only knew she needed to go. And by then she had learned that sometimes those were not the same thing. Her mother lived about 15 minutes away, and for most of the drive, she kept trying to talk herself out of the fear that had taken hold of her. There were plenty of ordinary reasons someone might not answer the phone. Her mother could have fallen asleep in front of the television, stepped outside without taking the cordless phone with her, or simply been somewhere in the house where she couldn't hear it ringing. She hoped that was exactly what had happened. When she pulled into the driveway, the house looked normal. The porch light was on, her mother's car was in its usual place, and there was nothing to suggest an emergency. She sat behind the wheel for a few seconds, feeling slightly embarrassed by how quickly she had rushed over, because of nothing more than an uneasy feeling. Then she noticed the living room television flickering through the front window, which meant her mother was clearly home. She walked to the front door and knocked. When there was no answer, she knocked again, louder this time, then called her mother's name through the door. The silence immediately made the uneasy feeling that had started in her own kitchen much stronger. Fortunately, she had a spare key. She let herself in and could hear the television from the living room, but the rest of the house seemed unusually quiet. She called out again as she moved through the front room, and this time she heard something faint from the hallway. Her mother was answering her. She found her on the floor beside the bathroom door. Earlier that evening, she had gotten up, lost her balance, and fallen hard enough that she couldn't get herself back up. Nothing appeared broken, but she had landed awkwardly and had been lying there long enough that she was cold, sore, and frightened. Her phone was in the living room, and although she had tried shouting several times, the houses in the neighborhood were far enough apart that no one had heard her. Her daughter called for help, and within a short time, an ambulance arrived. Her mother was taken to the hospital as a precaution, where doctors found a badly bruised hip and dehydration, but fortunately, no serious injury. Through all of it, one thought kept returning. She had spoken to her mother earlier that day, and there had been no indication anything was wrong. She hadn't heard a crash through the phone or received some missed call that might have triggered concern. She had simply been standing at her own kitchen sink miles away when she suddenly felt that same unmistakable certainty she had experienced at 19. Something was wrong, and she needed to go. The next day, after her mother was home and resting, she asked when the fall had happened. Her mother thought it had been sometime around 7, which was almost exactly when the feeling had come over her. She didn't know what to do with that. The first incident had been easy enough to dismiss as coincidence. She had decided not to get into a car, and hours later, that car happened to crash. The connection was strange, but indirect. This time was different because someone she loved had needed help at almost the exact moment she suddenly felt compelled to check on her. For the first time, she told her husband the whole story about what had happened when she was 19. He knew she hadn't gone on the trip with her friends, but she had never explained just how strongly she had felt that she shouldn't go. When she finished, he didn't laugh or tell her she was imagining things. He suggested that maybe she was simply more intuitive than she realized. People noticed subtle changes in one another all the time, sometimes without consciously understanding what they had picked up on. She considered that possibility. Maybe her mother had sounded slightly different on the phone earlier that day, or perhaps there had been something in her voice that registered somewhere in the back of her mind. It was possible she had been worried before the feeling ever arrived and simply hadn't realized it. That explanation gave her something reasonable to hold on to, although she started paying more attention to her instincts after that. Not obsessively. She didn't begin treating every uneasy moment like a prediction. If one of the kids was late coming home, she could recognize ordinary parental worry. If her husband was traveling during bad weather, she knew exactly why she felt nervous. Most of the time, her concerns had obvious causes and disappeared once the situation was resolved. The feeling she had experienced twice was different because there was no buildup, no imagined outcome, and no fear about what might happen. It felt less like anxiety and more like information arriving without any explanation for where it had come from. Years passed again. Her mother eventually needed more help but remained part of their lives for a long time. The children grew older, schedules became busier, and the two strange experiences slowly settled into family history. Every now and then, someone would mention how fortunate it was that she had gone to check on her mother that night, and her husband occasionally joked that if she ever got one of those feelings about him, he hoped she would listen. She always said she would, although by then she wasn't sure there would ever be another one. Two strange coincidences spread across decades didn't necessarily mean anything. Over a lifetime filled with millions of decisions, some were bound to line up with later events in ways that seemed significant afterward. Then one night, several years later, she woke from a sound sleep without knowing why. The bedroom was dark, her husband was asleep beside her, and the house was completely quiet. She hadn't heard a crash or a door opening, and she didn't remember having a nightmare. For a few seconds, she simply lay there wondering what had awakened her. Then the feeling came back. She recognized it immediately, even after all those years, but this time it was stronger than she had ever experienced before. There was still no voice telling her what to do, and no image showing her what was wrong. Somehow, though, she knew exactly who she needed to check on. Her son. She was out of bed almost immediately. Her son was a teenager by then and slept in a finished bedroom in the basement. Ordinarily, she would never have thought twice about him being downstairs alone at night. But as she crossed the hallway toward the basement stairs, the certainty that had awakened her only became stronger. The house was completely quiet. There was no smoke, no unusual smell, and no sound coming from below, but none of that made her turn around. She had felt this twice before in her life, and both times there had been a reason for it. Her son's bedroom door was partly closed. She pushed it open and found him asleep exactly where he should have been. But instead of feeling relieved, she became even more uneasy. She called his name and got no response. When she stepped closer and called again, louder this time, he shifted slightly but didn't wake. She put a hand on his shoulder and shook him, and although he eventually opened his eyes, he seemed confused. He complained that his head hurt and said he felt sick. When he tried to sit up, he became dizzy enough that he immediately lay back down. She yelled for her husband. He came downstairs still half asleep and initially thought their son was coming down with the flu. Then after standing in the room for less than a minute, he said he felt lightheaded too. That was enough to get everyone moving. They helped their son upstairs, opened the back door, and called 911 from outside. The fire department arrived first, and one of the firefighters entered the house carrying a meter. He wasn't inside for long before coming back out and telling them there was carbon monoxide in the house. The highest readings were in the basement. A problem with the furnace had allowed exhaust to build up downstairs, and because their son's bedroom was closest to the source, he had been exposed more heavily than anyone else. The entire family was taken to the hospital to be checked, and their son needed treatment for carbon monoxide exposure, but recovered without lasting problems. Later, they learned that the carbon monoxide detector near the basement stairs had malfunctioned. It had never sounded. That was the detail she kept returning to afterward. There had been no alarm to wake her. Her son hadn't called out, and nothing had fallen or crashed downstairs. She hadn't awakened feeling sick herself. She had simply opened her eyes, knowing she needed to check on her son. By then, it was impossible not to think about the other two times the same feeling had come over her. At 19, it had kept her from getting into a car that later crashed. Years afterward, it had sent her across town to find her mother lying injured on the floor. Now it had awakened her in the middle of the night and led her directly to the person in the house who was in the most immediate danger. She still didn't know what to call it. There were reasonable possibilities. Maybe she had noticed something about the driver or the weather before the first accident without consciously realizing it. Perhaps her mother had sounded slightly different during their phone conversation that day. It was even possible that her own body had begun reacting to the carbon monoxide before she noticed any symptoms. What was harder to explain was why the feeling itself had been so consistent. Ordinary worry didn't feel anything like it. She had worried about her children thousands of times, worried about her husband on bad roads and about her mother as she aged. Those concerns usually came with obvious reasons and questions about what might happen. This feeling never did. It arrived already complete, carrying with it a certainty about what she needed to do, even though she had no idea why. Her husband understood the difference better after the night with their son. He had seen her worried plenty of times over the years, but that night she hadn't come downstairs wondering whether something might be wrong. She had gone straight to their son because somehow she already knew something was. The family replaced every carbon monoxide detector in the house and had the furnace repaired. Eventually, life returned to normal just as it had after the other two incidents. The feeling did not become a regular part of her life. Years could pass without anything remotely similar happening, which was one reason she never thought of herself as psychic. She couldn't predict things, didn't receive messages, and had no idea when or if that strange certainty would ever return. But she no longer dismissed the idea of a sixth sense either. Maybe the brain notices things long before the conscious mind catches up. Maybe people are capable of sensing danger in ways we don't fully understand yet. Or maybe there really is something more to it. She has never needed to decide exactly what that makes her. She only knows that three times in her life the same unmistakable feeling came without explanation, and every time she trusted it, there was a reason. If it ever comes again, she'll recognize it.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
LBTE. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.